Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight we are celebrating the return of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, and we have Brian Mitchell with us once again. Welcome back, Brian.
Thank you, Mike. Glad to be here.
Nice to have you with us. He is the managing director of the festival, which has been running for quite a few years.
27th year coming up.
27th year, and it's a wonderful music festival. It takes place at the URI campus as well as a church facility, which we'll talk about a little bit later on. And it's going to run July 22nd through August 2nd. And Brian, how long have you been involved with the festival?
I've been involved. The way I count my association with the festival is I have done 36 newsletters twice a year. So I've done 18. For 18 years, I've been doing the newsletter. And before that, I was serving on the board. So I've been with the festival more than 20 years.
Wow. That's a lot of music and a lot of artists that have come through in beautiful downtown Kingston, and mostly at URI. And when the festival is held there, does this have anything to actually to do with the school, or is this independent from the school?
This is independent from the school, but the school cooperates and really makes it easy for us. The administration, Winnie Brownell, the Dean of College of Arts and Sciences, and Joe Perillo, the Chairman of the Music Department, and everybody in the Music Department makes it really easy for us. They just love to have us and make us feel very welcome.
Excellent. Well, that's a good relationship, it sounds like. And the 2015 festival is going to feature lots and lots of artists. We're going to play some of the music that's going to be performed during the festival. We'll even play some music from previous festivals tonight. And we're going to start off with an artist that's returning from last year, guitarist, right?
Yes, guitarist Jason Vio. And it turns out last year, this was quite unexpected. I'm familiar with classical music through my years with the festival, but not a lot of classical fans associate the guitar with as a classical instrument, but it certainly is. There was a lot of music written or either transcribed for the guitar, and Jason Vio is one of the most popular and well-known classical guitarists in the world. He has his credits include playing with all the major orchestras, playing with all the major festivals, and one of his biggest accomplishments, I guess he would say, is he won a 2015 Grammy Award only a month ago for the best solo classical album, which we have here today, and I understand we'll be hearing something right from that. And that two of the pieces on this album he will be playing at the festival.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. I have a Grammy Award winner coming right here to beautiful downtown Kingston. That's pretty cool. That's a very cool thing. And as you said, he was very popular last year, and his concert is going to be when?
Sunday, July 26th, he will be playing a lot of solo pieces, two of which you're going to hear tonight, but also he will be playing on Wednesday, July 22nd in a piece by the composer Paganini, not a modern composer, an older composer, but I believe this piece was written initially for a lute, which is a stringed instrument like a guitar. Either that or it may have been written for another instrument and transcribed for a guitar, but he will be playing in a trio of musicians, guitar, Jason Vio, violin, Bella Hristova, and the cello, Raman Ramakrishnan. And that is July 22nd. But his solo works will be Sunday, July 26th.
Excellent. All right, let's listen to track 3 off of the CD that you brought in for us.
Yes, that is A Felicidade by Antonio Carlos Jobim.
We've had the artistic director of the festival here, but she is not a local person, so we're asking you to come in and do the honors. But Natalie has been, I believe, artistic director for about 5 years now.
She's actually, this will be her seventh year coming
seventh
up.
Seventh year, okay.
She took over in 2009 from David Kim, and I really believe, and I think our audience believes, that she has stepped out of the giant shadow of David Kim and really taken the festival another step forward. David, as everybody knows, I think, is the concertmaster of the Philadelphia Orchestra, and his duties there were beginning to overwhelm him. David founded the festival in 1989, so he was long associated with the festival, but I think it's Natalie's now, clearly.
There you go. And it's her responsibility to gather the artists.
She picks out all the artists and picks out all the music and matches them up beautifully so that the musicians are sometimes playing together for the first time. That's sometimes a good thing. Keeps everybody on their toes. And
sure.
Other times she may want to put together musicians who have played pieces before. Maybe that would require a little bit less rehearsal time, but she does a wonderful job with the programming.
All right, why don't we listen to another piece off the CD, the Jason CD that you brought, and we'll go to track 17. This is familiar to a lot of our listeners, a Duke Ellington piece called In the Mood, right?
In a sentimental mood.
In a sentimental mood, sorry. In the Mood is a completely different thing.
Right, that's true.
We'll listen to that and then talk more about the artists coming to the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. Thank you. Beautiful music. Brian, why don't you give us a quick overview of some of the wonderful things happening at the festival?
In 2015, fans of our festival would probably recognize the way things are set up. Of the 20 musicians that are coming, it's a mixture, as usual, of people that have been here before, the kind of longtime veterans or favorites of the festival. There will be a couple of people making their debuts. The two that are Bella Hristova, violinist. She's Bulgarian born to a Russian parentage, and she came to this country at 13 years old, and she just has every credit to her name already in her young career. Also making a debut at the festival this year will be Benito Meza. He's a Colombian born. He was a member of the quite famous now, partly because of the 60 Minutes piece that was done on this, the Simon Bolivar Youth Symphony of Venezuela.
Oh, I saw that piece. I did, yeah.
Yeah, and he is now on the faculty at music faculty at MIT. But he's a clarinet player, and we have two, for woodwind fans, we have two woodwind players. One, in addition to Meza, is Harrison Hollingsworth, who plays the bassoon. He is the principal bassoonist of the New York Metropolitan Opera Orchestra, and he is as tall and thin as his instrument. Also, we have Jason Vio, as we mentioned, returning, and also returning is pianist Stuart Goodyear, who was very popular last year with audiences, and he is just a wonderful, interesting person. Also returning for her second straight season is Juliet Kang. She's the first associate concertmaster of the Philadelphia Orchestra, so I believe she still sits next to David Kim in the Philadelphia Orchestra. So she'll be bringing a little of Kim flavor back to the festival. As far as what's going to be played, we have, again, a wide variety of pieces from the, probably the most famous would be the, the Schubert Quintet, the Trout, which is played probably at Kingston maybe every five or six seasons. It's that popular.
Right.
Other pieces, the Beethoven piano trio called the Archduke, Brahms Quartet, piano quartet for violin, viola, and cello. That's the closing piece at the festival. Dvorak will be featured in the first concert, and a Tchaikovsky trio in A minor will be on the second concert, July 22nd. That's probably Tchaikovsky's one of his most famous chamber works. So as you can see, the variety in both programming and staff or roster is always evident. And looking over the roster this year, I noticed that, and this doesn't happen all the time, but there are 10 artists who are married or about to be married. So we have, these are couples who are both playing at the festival. So it's I'm sure this is not the thought behind it, but it's a way for the festival to save on housing, because we only need one room and we get two artists, so
there
we get two for the price of one, in a way.
That's a great deal.
Of course, everybody knows that Natalie's husband is Che Hung Chen, the violist from the Philadelphia Orchestra, so they are always here.
And that saves on rooms, too.
That saves on rooms, too, yeah.
All right, needless to say, something for everyone in this festival. So if you want to check it out and get all the details, go to KingstonChamberMusic.org, and that will help you decipher some of the things Brian's been talking about. We're going to listen to one more piece from Jason and then take a short break and be back with more of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Brian Mitchell of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, and we've been talking about the festival that is coming up very soon. It'll be July 22nd through August 2nd, so a little over a month away. Tickets are available, and the box office is open now. You can go online to kingstonchambermusic.org, or you can call the box office 401-874-2106 and get your tickets. It's going to be at the URI Fine Arts Center, and then there's also going to be a special church concert on Saturday, August 1st at the Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd, which is basically on the campus, more
yes,
or less.
Yes, it really is, yeah.
Yeah, it's just down, just behind the Fine Arts building there. So in that area, you're all in one area. It's a great thing to take in. And while we were on commercial break, Brian, you told me an interesting story about one of the couples that is coming. As we talked about, there are 10 people that are married in this, and one of the couples isn't quite married yet, but will be soon.
That's correct. Composer David Ludwig, who was in residence with us last season, is back for the second straight year. He's on the composition faculty at the Curtis Institute of Music. He comes from a family with a lineage of great music makers, including Peter and Rudolf Serkin. They were pianists, and his great-grandfather was violinist Adolf Busch. And David is returning this year on the... I could say that maybe the festival is kind of going to be a pre-wedding party for David and his fiancée, Bella Hristova, who I previously mentioned as a violinist making her debut. Well, if that doesn't sound romantic enough that they're coming and going to get married just after the festival, David is in the midst of composing a violin concerto for Bella. It's been commissioned by a consortium of five or six orchestras, and Bella will play it all with each orchestra. She'll play this concerto that's being composed by her fiancé, and actually when she plays them, it'll be her husband. It'll be beginning in March with the Vermont Symphony. We'll play the first, we'll play the world premiere of this work. So it's just such a nice thing that they're... It's such a wonderful time in their lives. They're going to be in Kingston, and they're actually going to be leaving Kingston and going directly to Vermont for their marriage. So I think it'll be a neat thing for our audiences. I'm actually writing a little story about that for our next issue of Festival Notes, which will be coming out in about a month.
Excellent. That sounds like a great story. Great human interest story. And speaking of human interest, Stuart Goodyear was here last year, and you tell me he's quite an interesting character himself.
Yes, he came last year on the train, and we kind of assume we rent cars for musicians. We like them to be comfortable and be able to get around when they get here. But last year I was waiting for him to pick him up at the train, and I had a rental car with me that Enterprise had brought over to the station. And I got a text from Stuart on the train, and he said he didn't drive. He didn't even have a driver's license. So I said, oh my goodness, this is going to create a little bit of a burden for the festival. Well, as it turns out, myself and the two administrative assistants we have, who are graduate students or graduates of the music program at URI, ended up fighting over who was going to give Stuart rides, because he's such an interesting guy to talk to, and really a loquacious and a fascinating person. And one of the things that he's done recently, I know to some musical people this might sound like a stunt, but he has played all of Beethoven's piano concertos, which is 32 concertos, all three movements apiece. He has played them three or four times in a single day. This is 11 hours of music, no sheet music to read. He has them all committed to memory. He breaks for lunch and he breaks for dinner, and you can attend all of these concerts, or you can buy one, two, or three of them. But just an amazing feat, and so you can just imagine what his intellect is like.
I can imagine. It does sound very interesting. I'm going to change up things on you a little bit, and we're going to just have time for one of his pieces. So why don't we go to track number 6 on the CD that he has there, and we'll listen to that and try to get as much of that in before we have to take our next break.
This is the Grieg Concerto for Piano in A Minor.
All right, we'll listen to that and then be back with more of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Brian Mitchell, the Managing Director of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, which is going to be at the University of Rhode Island Fine Arts Center July 22nd through August 2nd. And we'll give you the details about how to get tickets and information in just a couple minutes. But Brian, just before we took the break, we were listening to Stuart Goodyear. Very impressive recording.
Yes, that is obviously not chamber music. Stuart was playing the last movement of the Grieg Piano Concerto. This is an album that came out just last year, and it's with the Czech National Symphony.
It was very, very impressive, to say the least. And it's amazing when you take a young man like that that can go and take a whole symphony and play with them and hold their own. We promised some details about how to get tickets and so forth. You can go to the KingstonChamberMusic.org website, or you can call 401-874-2106. And as I say, operators are standing by. And if you order before midnight tonight, you can get an 8x10 glossy of Brian Mitchell autographed.
Actually, it's a seasonal box office, and it's only open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. weekdays.
So okay. All right. So
well, and there's only one operator.
Well, an operator standing by. All right. Well, it's great that there's an opportunity to get tickets that way. And if people want to call up and ask questions, they can do that too. But all the information is online at KingstonChamberMusic.org. And we talked about the schedule, a lot of the artists that are coming in, and it's a very, very full program. WCRI is always proud to be part of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival and do our little part to help make sure it's a success. And sometimes it's more successful than you hope because it's sold out, right?
Yes.
So that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, for sure.
And it's a great thing, so don't wait too long to get your tickets because some concerts do sell out. Brian, we have one more piece of music to play and any other wrap-up you'd like to mention?
Well, I'd just like to say this last piece of music, what's always amazed me about chamber music is the impact that three or four or five instruments can have and how it can almost... You know, between the genius of the composer orchestrating a piece for only three or four or five instruments, it can sound to me like a full symphony. It's like the symphony laid bare. You can hear the tempos, you can hear the exchanges between musicians, you can hear the orchestration, if you will, that's done for just a very few instruments. And this last piece that we're going to play, it's not played by anybody that's coming to the Kingston Chamber Music Festival. It's actually the pianist is Lang Lang, but it is a piece that you would be able to hear on Friday, July 24th, and it will be played by pianist Han Chen Lee, violinist Jasmine Lin, and cellist Raman Ramakrishnan.
Brian, thanks so much for coming in and bringing the music, and it's always a pleasure to see you. And wish you all the success for the Kingston Chamber Music Festival.
Thanks so much, and thanks to WCRI.
All right. And to all of you, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.